Hello and welcome to the 9th podcast of the Summer Library. I am Paul Sorrell. Joined alongside me is soon-to-be birthday boy, T.R. Parker. T.R., how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. It's good to be here. I'm excited about this podcast episode.
Are you as excited about your upcoming birthday?
I think I'm a little more excited, actually. You know, past a certain age, birthdays become less and less exciting.
Really? Yeah, I guess so.
As you may know, Paul. Yeah. But my birthday is coming up, so that's...
So how old are you going to be?
I'll be 32.
32?
I will.
That's a great age.
Yeah. I'm excited about my 30s. I think my 30s so far have been... a better decade than my 20s. I don't want to speak too soon because there are only now 2 years of my 30s gone by. But being at Union has been a good thing. Being out of school and being able to reap some of the benefits of my education and just the community that I don't know. And just kind of I feel like 30 is when you really mature and come into your own and yep. and you're finally making some money too.
Yeah.
Not you know.
And the 40s are good.
Yeah, well, I have that to look forward to
as well.
So,
which I'm about to exit.
Yeah.
but that's a good decade.
So it's been good. So we'll have to celebrate at that time.
Yeah. So did you watch the World Series last night?
I watched some of it. I had church and I was doing some work, but I did catch some of it. The Cardinals came through with a victory in game one, and I can't believe the Cardinals are actually in the World Series. It seems like just a few weeks ago, we were all assuming that they were out of it.
Yeah.
And of course, we have a few big Cardinals fans in the Union community. If you haven't listened to it yet, go back to our podcast and listen to our interview with Tim Ellsworth, who wrote a biography of Albert Pujols and talks about the process with that. And at that time, he was actually picking Milwaukee
to win the division,
which they did, and so you can hear that. But I'm sure he is really, really excited. And our very own Stephen Mount, who was here for that episode as well, is a huge Cardinals fan. If you've ever seen his office, Cardinals stuff everywhere,
right?
It's just really exciting to see them doing so well. I know there's probably so much excitement in St. Louis,
right? And there's some excitement around the Summer Library too.
There is.
In addition to the announcement of a new library being built.
Yeah, which is what we're going to talk about today. We have Jerry Tidwell, who is the Senior Vice President for University Relations, and Landon Preston. So we're really, really excited to interview them and just thankful that they will be joining us here in a few minutes. But I also wanted to take a chance to tell you about some of the things that we are developing in the library and to sort of help walk you through some of the confusion. You may notice a new look and design to our website. Our homepage looks a lot more like Union's homepage does with the three cardinal columns. I like that, cardinal columns. But we're converting to, and I'll try to not use library jargon, but we're converting to a new catalog, which is essentially the interface or the database, the website, if you need that language, that where you search for books and items in the library. So normally we refer to that as an ILS, which is Integrated Library System. So we're converting to OCLC's Web Scale Management System. So you'll see that search box when you go to the library's homepage. And it's a really user-friendly way to look for the items in the library. But it's not completely finished yet. All of the data is not there yet. So if you have any frustrations, on the right side of the page, under the research link, there is a link called Catalog. You can click on that. And our old catalog is available as well. So you can search for items in the library just like you always have been able to. But by the springtime, we anticipate that this new web-based, completely web-hosted way to search for items in the Union Library will be up and running and fully functional. And I think once you start using it, you'll find it really easy to search for exactly what you're looking for.
Good deal. And we'll have more of that as it gets closer to time so we go all the way with that.
If you are confused, I know when you go to our webpage or when you walk in the library, it can all be really confusing and overwhelming. Part of my job is to make that less confusing. We've created research guides for each subject. It's a few clicks away. There's a research guides link. And also, if you're just lost, completely lost, don't hesitate to to schedule a research coach, and we'll sit down with you and try to make sense of it all. Making sense of all of the library's resources, that's what we want to help you do, is just make sense of what we offer you. So just let us know how we can help. And there's something else coming up, Paul. I saw some signs on the tables there in the library, Food for Fines. Food for Fines. What is that?
Well, it's, the fourth or fifth year we've done this. And so if you have library fines that you can come in, please bring a canned good or something that's not going to, a non-perishable.
Sure, non-perishable item.
Yeah, don't bring a roast or something like that.
Although, if you do, you can bring it to my office.
That's right,
or barbecue. Pies.
Yeah.
Desserts. I like desserts.
Yeah, just bring that to your.
Yeah, that'll, yeah.
But if you want your fine removed, bring a canned good. That's what would be more helpful. And we'll get rid of your fines. There are a few restrictions, not many, a couple. Do that. That will be November 4th, which is the Friday of homecoming. And we look forward to helping you out and as well helping Rifa out. So that's where the food goes. So that's coming up shortly. And speaking of coming up shortly, we will be back with Dr. Jerry Tidwell, the Senior Vice President for University Relations, and Landon Preston, who is the Director of Donor Relations. So we will be right back. We are back. Thanks for staying with us. I am Paul Sorrell, and we are very pleased today to have Dr. Jerry Tidwell, Senior Vice President for University Relations, and Landon Preston, the Director of Donor Relations here at Union. And we are here to talk about a topic that is very near and dear to the library, and that would be the new library.
The new library.
And the campaign, the capital campaign, to get the funds to build this impressive building. So, Jerry, just a little background on you. How long have you been here at Union?
Well, I've been on staff for going on 5 years. And, of course, I was on the Board of Trustees for almost 10 years leading up to that, and chaired the board back around the year 2000.
Oh,
so
wow.
Had a long connection with Union, and so it was the natural progression to,
yes,
go to work here. So.
Yes. And Landon, how long have you been here at Union? I know that you were a student here, right?
I was a student here. I've been here 3.5 years. It'll be 4 years in December.
Okay. So have you been in this role for the 4 years you've been here?
No, I actually worked at our Germantown campus in Memphis,
okay,
at the Olford Center. And
right.
And I moved up here about 2 years ago.
That's a nice place.
It is a beautiful place. Very,
yeah,
nice and peaceful.
Yeah, I have a story about that I won't get into. But yeah, it's a beautiful beautiful home. And I actually attended a Christmas party there when I worked in Memphis years ago, like 1984, when the owners of the house, I worked with a daughter of the owners of the house.
Okay.
And then I went down to the Olford Center a few years ago, and I'm going, this place really looks familiar, because we entered a different way.
Uh-huh.
Because it used to be out,
off Germantown. Right?
Yeah, just
right.
way, and nothing was, yeah, built out there, and now it's really built up.
Yeah.
And I thought, wait a minute, this looks familiar. And I thought, all right, if I go into this room and this is set up the way it is, I've been here before. And sure enough, there it was. But that's beside the point. That's just a little, trivia.
So there are beautiful facilities over in Germantown.
Absolutely.
As well. But for now, we're going to talk about a new, hopefully beautiful facility. Looks like it's going to be here right in our Jackson campus, the new library. So you both have been connected to the Union community for some time. When did you sort of become aware of how did the plans for the new library develop, and with the Latimer Foundation? Can you tell us a little bit about the timeline, about how these things came about?
Yeah, this probably started almost 4 years ago in a relationship with Mr. Latimer. We had the chance to meet him, get to know him. Dr. Dockery became pretty good friends with him over that time. And Mr. Latimer and his foundation had previous connections with Union only through scholarships. They've provided scholarships for students to come to Union. But through the strategic planning, we always, as you guys know we always have priorities, and Union has always operated according to strategic plans in Dr. Docker's administration. And so buildings are part of that, and the library has always been something that was a dream. But over the course of conversations with the Latimer Foundation, that seemed to be something near and dear to his heart. And projects like this, he's been involved with the past with libraries. And so as soon as we were able to connect our need for a new library with a potential gift on his part, it, as we would say, it really lit fire with him, and things started to move pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's interesting, because as librarians, and as, I'm recently out of library school and have been around the world and the country and seen quite a few libraries, I've been really impressed with just what I've heard from Mr. Mm-hmm. Latimer and how he envisions the library. Can you tell me just a few things about, maybe about how he sees that and things that he'd like to see in the new library?
Oh, it was exciting to hear Mr. Latimer talk about it, because the beyond education and kids were the first component of this for him without question. But when it came to the facility itself, there were some criteria that he established with us, though he never has been demanding about I want it named this. But the things that were important to him were that it was the as much as possible the most impressive building on this campus. He felt like the library was a building that was worthy of that kind of attention. Not because it will not have his name on it by his own, by his own request, but he felt like that a library has that kind of stature. The other thing he felt like it if. In the context of our style and architecture here, he wanted it to be something that would be a centerpiece, if possible, and was willing to support that. And that's where the plans begin to develop from the look of the library. Now, internally, the issues of it being state of the art, that it would be a hub where students were compelled not only to study but to gather. All those things were key to the donor.
Yeah, and as I understand, he's a really big advocate of things like natural lighting and the cafe and things that might go in the new library that would make it sort of that hub.
Yeah, I remember the conversation with the president and Mr. Latimer, where the lighting he was talking about lots of glass and and it was interesting that I think providential more than interesting. That our verse for the year, in terms of the psalm verse of the light and lamp being our guide, that and as you noticed with the video that we had that fit very well.
Light is very much a theme.
That right, but that was not prearranged other than God doing that. But it certainly has. If you think about what the library does and the comments that have been made about the need, it's amazing how that is tied together with Mr. Latimer's dream and idea of having plenty of light coming to the library.
Yeah, and that is a sort of a challenge, and I want to sort of talk about some of the challenges of this campaign. But because Union's history, one of the first things that I learned about Union was the tornadoes that happened. So obviously you have that challenge of lots of natural lighting, but also making it a secure facility as well.
I would say that, from that standpoint, the architects are, they're very they're very good at what they do, and not only with the structure, but a lot with the glass. When we rebuilt even student housing, we built according to coastal standards. So even the glass, even though there is a lot of glass, it would be to the standards of the coast. I would say coastal, as I understand at this point, as everything else we have built lately.
Yeah, it's very sturdy. Yeah, that's great. And I heard you say something about the name of the new library. Am I to understand that you mentioned that It's not going to be the Latimer Library?
It will not be per his request.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean it won't be, right?
Well, it's just not per his request. You know, he will be very much involved in the naming, I'm sure, with the Board of Trustees. Okay. Those are the two groups that will take part in this. But he's been an amazing gentleman in his desire to not have attention focused on him. The request that he's made regarding this is that he wanted this to be as free as possible from the type of things where we dedicate things and people can give in memory. We'll do those kind of things probably in some kind of memory book or in one area, but he really wanted this facility to be focused on students and learning and education, all the components of what a library is about. And in his lack of self-serving in his personality has been very unusual for us to watch him in this.
Sounds like a very humble gentleman. Yeah, no, and you're right. Sometimes a large gift can be designated for a certain purpose, and that can sometimes bind the institution in terms of what they can do. So it sounds like he's really making an effort to just meet the needs of Union right now, which is just a blessing.
And so can you give us maybe just a little bit of background about him and maybe his foundation, you know, where he's from and some things that people might find interesting?
He's from Union City. And
it's a good first name, Union.
It is. It works well for us. And he has always been someone, without getting into the details of this, his foundation has always leaned toward the direction of making a significant impact with whatever they do. Mm-hmm. And so they limit the things that they commit to, but what they do, they do very well. But the one thing on a lower, minor level, I say minor financially, relative to this gift, is with student scholarships in Obion County, which really points to the heart of that foundation and his family. I don't remember all the details, but I think I can safely say that if you grew up in Obion County and were capable of doing a university level work and could not afford it and wanted to go to college, universities somewhere, this foundation has had an impact on those students from that area. And knowing his humility and modesty, the fact that that's been probably the top of his list through the years, that's why we did not know him that well, is because most of the gifts, he supported a number of students coming to Union through the years, but he's done that individually. Mm-hmm. And that's been an amazing thing to watch, that dedication to students, to kids, and education. It's a very humble family, mm-hmm. and a very fine Christian man too.
Oh, that's amazing! And am I to understand that he has helped to build the Obion County Public Library there?
The one Union City there. He did that library, and it's one of the first things that he invited us to come and see.
I understand it's a beautiful facility
for a community.
Yeah.
That size, it's amazing.
Right, right. I incidentally at the Tennessee Library Association conference, I got to know some of the librarians from that library, and I had not yet made that connection. But they were just telling me what a beautiful facility they had, and I thought I should really go visit that, because that's odd that there's such a small town, and they have this beautiful library. So that'll have to be a trip to visit that place.
To visit the library there would tell you much about his personality, because it's not only a structural impression in terms of the looks of the building, just the process itself, the mm-hmm. children's area, the focus on security for children mm-hmm. there. You could tell that even Mr. Latimer and the foundation thought through how a library should operate and how it should appeal and its goals. And you can see all those things in that library. It's an amazing to see the vision in that.
Now, the campaign to raise the money was not necessarily kicked off at the scholarship banquet. It was going on a little bit before that. How long has it been going on, and where are we as far as money being raised and that type of thing.
The commitment the foundation made to the library originated last almost a year ago, September.
Okay.
The initial commitment to say we're interested in starting this process and seeing what we can do. We've been working the entire year. I know the president and with the what we could do, what we should do. But as of about May, June, that's when the plans started coming together for a structural, how the library would actually look. It's when we engaged Annabeth a little earlier than that to begin, obviously, in the spring to think about the components. But we did not introduce any of this to the union community, family at all until the last part of summer. And that's when we started. Our trustees had approved this back in the spring. We started engaging some of them. And so starting, I would say, back in 1st of July, middle of June, up until the scholarship banquet, mm-hmm. we had gained about $4.3 million. I think we're up to 4.4 now toward our matching component. But that's been done since the summer.
And the matching component is $10 million. Uh-huh. Is that right?
That's right. Well, actually, $8 to $9 million. The library, it depends on the cost is projected to be between $18 and $20 million.
Okay.
$20 million. He's committed up to $10 million if it takes $20 million, and so yes, we're shooting at matching that $10 million, but the $8 million, $8 to $9 million would be the original goal,
right,
of trying to match this.
And that's the largest gift that Union has ever received. Is that correct?
It's the largest cash gift that we've ever received, and again, that's one of the amazing and generous components of the gift, that it came with the only criteria here for us is that when we match it in pledges, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
The foundation is ready to they're ready to start building today.
Right.
If we and that's why we're trying to do our part and raising the matching funds, because there's no holding back on their part. They're ready to go.
Without getting into too many of the details, I'm curious as to how this process works. It's someone working for university relations. What types of trips have you taken? What types of things have you done? You know, and I want to ask in a little bit how an individual donor, someone without much money like myself, could contribute to that as well. But what types of things have you done? What types of trips have you taken? You know, how do you go about doing this?
Most of our the look of the library and the interior structure, we've left pretty much to the architects and
sure.
librarians, you know, to tell us what we need and what we need to do. The financial side of this has been pretty much looking at other libraries' campaigns, because every capital campaign is a little different. So I'm not sure we've ever, in my association with Union, that we've ever done anything quite like this in terms of building or campaign. But up to now, it's mostly been limited to our original donors, trustees, those that a lot of people would know anyway, that are pretty much not exclusively West Tennessee. So most of my visits, and matter of fact, today we'll have a couple of follow-up visits with donors for the library that have been generous before. So our time's been the president has been as he's always very, very involved in anything that we're doing. He, as you guys know, he never asks us to do anything he doesn't do himself. So he's already talked to so many of our donors who've made gifts to get us toward that 4.4. And personally, I don't think he would be embarrassed by me saying that. His pledge personally was the very first one to this campaign, and it would. I think it would raise eyebrows, and I'm, you know, having been a pastor for so many years, I'm pretty used to talking about sacrificial giving and what that means. But when he called me the day he said that he and Lanice have been praying about this project. I think the generosity of Mr. Latimer and the foundation and the humility of that gift, along with the need for a library, there are some things that came together in such a way, and the president has always been very, very generous in his contributions back to the university. But this time, I mean, it is a sacrificial pledge that I wish everyone could know, just not to lift the president and the first lady up, but to know his heart and his sacrifice and commitment to this university. Mm-hmm. I think it would have it would compel all of us to do all that we can sacrificially, not so much in amount. And you referenced that, we know most people would be very surprised in the last 25 years at where our financial support originates. It most of it comes from people who would give annually less than $1,000 a year, you know, like a $1,500 a month. If you put it all together and took out percentages, that's where the base of our support comes. And we're biblical. We're built upon biblical principles apart from the secular view of things. So we believe that the widow's mite touches the heart of God as much as the $10 million gift. Right. And so that's why this campaign is focusing as much on sacrifice. If that sacrifice is a $50 a month or a $25 a month gift, we know God's blessing will come as quickly through that as mm-hmm. it will through a larger gift.
And one of the things that has been said is just the new library aims to have the buy-in of everybody within the community and also on campus, so that not just librarians are excited about it, not just administration is excited about it, but the entire campus. And so getting those little gifts helps to get the buy-in, you know.
It does. And as you know, with anything else, even outside of spiritual things, what we support things financially that connected to our heart, and what we support connects to our heart. You know, it mm-hmm. kind of works both ways. And in this case, and I remember the conversation when we were talking about the library and trying to think ahead about involvement, and we realized we can't think of another building project in our lifetime that connects the entire Union family like this building. That, you know, there's no one left untouched by what this facility can do and contribute.
So I'm seeing – I have an iPhone, and I'm seeing these posters around campus that say, I gave, and I was thinking that Steve Jobs is going to make a new announcement. Of course, he's gone now. But so can you tell me a little bit about I gave? What is that?
Yeah, I can't tell you too much because you see the posters. They're not
right.
filled in all.
Right, just, right. Yeah, it's just curiosity.
We're trying to create a little intrigue with that. But Josh Clark is our new director of alumni relations, mm-hmm. and Josh is, of course, a graduate of Union, has been involved with pharmacy work. This summer he joined us as our new director of alumni relations. And I'll have to say this originated with Josh as a way to connect our students, which has been a key component of this campaign. Again, students, I think, and young alums would in many ways doubt their ability to impact a project like this. And part of this was a way to connect with them, to let them know that their gift, whatever it is will have an impact on the project. And so that's I won't throw out too much of Josh's thunder that's to come with that. But this probably will be a theme we'll use for some time with our student body and young alums, I gave logo.
Even perhaps past the building of the new library and on to new things in the expansion of the campus and scholarships, and
especially with students and young alums, and keeping them engaged, you know, through their early careers, and I think it's a pretty neat connection point. Since I don't know that we have a student at Union that does not recognize that little logo. Some of us a little older, may have taken a second look, but so that's what that's about. And there's more to come, as you noticed with the posters.
Can you give us a little bit of detail about, so if I were a staff member here, just a member in the community, and I were listening to this podcast, and I just really decided that I would like to give to the to this project. How would I go about doing that? Either if it's having things taken out of your paycheck monthly, or how would one go about contributing, even in a small way?
There's I appreciate you letting me address this, because this is pretty important. Is that the foundation will match the pledges, and then we have until December 2014. For the pledges to come in toward the library. But the pledges, while giving is always a wonderful thing, having that gift recorded for us allows us to get it matched. If it's an intended gift over time, through that time, we can't get it matched until it's either given or pledged. And so that's why, in this case, letting us know of the intention, and we understand that's not a legal contract. Sometimes circumstances could change in someone's life that we don't go out and confiscate.
Guido is not called, in right. other words.
Well, only saying? On certain. No, oh, okay. we. But the point there is really that it's critical and important that people pray through what God would have them do, and let us help them with that pledge. We have pledge cards that gives not only a form, but a method in the ways they might choose to give this. The payroll deduction is a wonderful thing for many of us because it's done monthly. And if they'll contact someone from our office, we can either send them information. They can go to the website, which I think you guys
we do
have that.
It's www.uu.edu/library/ Renewing Minds.
That's right. And if you can't remember all that, just go to the union website and start clicking on library.
Right. That's right.
That's what
just
I have to
pick
do.
On that big,
yeah.
pretty picture.
Yeah. But people could actually do that and find a way to give. But in terms of us getting this matched, then having the commitment on a pledge card. And we can do that for them. If someone calls and says, I want to make this commitment, I'm happy to let you put this down for me. That's as official as it has to get. But they can contact anyone in our office, me, Landon. We have, if they're an alum or student, want to contact Josh Clark or Jan Bowd or Teresa Rawson. We have, I think, 6 or 7 people in our office that could help in assisting in making the pledge or commitment.
So there have been no more questions that I've been asked when I'm going around. And last night I was at church, and there are a lot of students that go to my church, and I get these questions a lot since I'm a librarian. Yeah. So when is the new library going to be built? when is that going to be built? You know, and that seems to be the common question. Yeah. When? And I know that a lot of these are a lot of it's depending on the funds and all of these details. But I'll ask you. I'll pass that question off to you. When is it going to be built?
I will. Well, I have to preface this by saying my oldest daughter's a freshman this year, and the other day when we had this brochure, I just had it printed, and very few people had seen the actual library, a few people working on it, and it was on the counter when she came home, and she picked it up, and I said, "You're probably the first student to see the library," but she'd heard about it, and students were talking about it. And she said, "The only thing that bothers me is that I'll never get to use it." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, we heard that it's not going to be built until 2016." I said, "Well, where did how things can go?" And so I explained to her and well to everyone else, this is a project that is ready to go in terms of where we are in the planning process. The giving, the pledges, that is the only thing we're lacking. I won't try to hit the exact mark where we need to be to break ground, but we're not far away. And so I'll say I'll let Dr. Docker be the one to establish the date. But if we stay on course, if we have the kind of involvement we think we're going to get, both in volume and numbers of the actual gifts. I mean, we hope we could break ground on this spring. Mm. And it will be a it's a large building. You know, it's not a it'll take a little time, but we could you know, students here will enjoy this library if we can do our part and raise the funds. And so it's not a later, it's a this is the first thing on the agenda, is what we're working on. So we could very well break ground this spring if things go well, and I won't try to estimate the move-in date.
Well, it sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds encouraging.
Yeah, and sounds encouraging. And just,
you smiled when I said that. I guess you're
Well, I mean, obviously I'm excited about it. I think back to I interviewed here in April of 2010, and that was my actually first trip to Jackson, Tennessee. And I flew up, and Paul was one of the first people. Paul actually picked me up from the airport. And during my interview, I had a chance to sit down and speak with President Dockery, and was just really impressed with his approach, had read his book. And I actually had the audacity to ask him about a new library, and he confirmed that that was something that it was on his heart and was on his mind, and that they were praying through. And so that just really gave me a good feeling about coming to Union and being a part of this. And so it's hard to believe that here I am just a little over a year after starting this job, and we're talking about breaking ground on a beautiful new library. It's just exciting to be a part of that. And a blessing. So,
well, if you think about beyond the agenda we've already talked about for today, the dream component of this for me personally has been, I have a daughter here, and as I think about the other buildings we've built all the way back when I was connected as a trustee, and we have some impressive facilities, as you guys know, but the fact that that the Central Learning Center, the Resource Learning Center, was appropriate for the time, but that we've needed something so badly to become that hub of excitement, enthusiasm at the academic level, you know, not just community, but academic level, but that combines all those things. And the fact that that can happen now, I know as librarians, this building will look differently now than it would have had we built this 5 years ago.
Right.
I mean, everything in my mind and heart is just right in terms of technology. I know things are moving fast in that area, but I can't imagine a better time in past or future for us to do this project than right now in the life of Union, where we are. It's providential that God has allowed us to wait, but also then just out of nowhere, but that he made it possible. Just, you know, it's not one of those 10-year things we're going to start dreaming this, that God sent us the right person that could make this possible. So no question, this is providential on every level.
And the great thing is that everyone now has the opportunity and to contribute and to make this come about. With whatever gift they can afford, you know, they will have a part of it.
It is. And, again, that's another part of this providential side of the library. We have no other building projects going on with the student housing, Providence Hall. There's just not been many times in the last 15 years we've always been building something. Mm-hmm. And for this to be a project where we can ask everyone to focus mm-hmm. on this, that they won't, you know, they will not say, well, we're you know, our attention's over here on this facility. It's again, that's God's hand in allowing everyone to have a part in something that will affect everyone.
Well, it all sounds exciting, and we look forward to the day when we all walk into that library and look up and see the sunshine coming from the dome. And we just appreciate all the work that everyone has done in your department. And Landon, we appreciate all the things. I know it has to be a crazy time for all of you guys, and we just appreciate your time here with us to explain a little more and go into detail about some things that the campaign has to offer and how people can get involved. So Jerry Landon, thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a real honor to have you and a blessing. So thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we'll be right back after some autumn leaves.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for listening, everybody.
The falling leaves drift by my window. The falling leaves of red and gold.
And we are back. Thank you so much for listening, and a huge, huge thank you. Such an honor to have Dr. Jerry Tidwell here and Landon Preston from University Relations. Thank you so much to them for joining us. We hope you enjoyed it today. And I know one thing I enjoyed was that music, Paul. That was your choice. What was that?
That song was Autumn Leaves by Eva Cassidy. And, you know, Eva Cassidy unfortunately passed away several years ago. And it's sad. What a talent. But I love that song.
Beautiful
and her
voice,
rendition
yeah.
of it is just really wonderful. And, you know, it kind of goes along with what's going on outside.
Speaking of autumn leaves, it's kind of turning cool outside, isn't it, for
it
West
is.
Tennessee?
Yes,
yeah.
it is.
And so it's getting a little cool, maybe even cold at times. So come on inside, get warm at the Summer Library, where
studying every day could help you perform better academically.
See you next time.
See ya.
The falling leaves drift by my window.